Today on Roadmap to Success with Pastor Neil.
What is the final goal for you as a believer? It is a life that glorifies God. Therefore, any pleasure that comes to destroy, diminish, and distract you from a life that glorifies God is illegitimate.
In today's lesson, Pastor Neil will be diving into the book of Ecclesiastes again, focusing on chapter 2. Solomon, in this chapter, explores different paths to find satisfaction and fulfillment, such as the pursuit of pleasure, laughter, grandeur, hard work, wealth, and enjoyment. However, he comes to the realization that none of these offer lasting satisfaction. He acknowledges that God is the ultimate source of blessings, including wisdom, knowledge, and the ability to enjoy life's simple pleasures. Pastor Neil also discusses how we can please God and advance His causes on earth through our pursuit of pleasure. Let's listen to Pastor Neil's insightful message, The Pursuit of Happiness.
The pursuit of happiness. In a few days, we will be celebrating Independence Day, July 4th. And the preamble to the Declaration of Independence says this: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is how this country began. So most people who live here and those who migrate here, we migrate here for the pursuit of happiness. Now, let's just all be honest. Most of us immigrants that are in this country, what are we here for? You said money. To do what? Because we believe that when we have money, we will be happy. Today, we are about to encounter a guy called Solomon. He had so much of it. And he says, money will never make you happy. Amen. And you better believe him. I said, you better what? The world says that pleasures, achievements, education, working hard will give you a good life and make you happy. Most parents want their kids to go to school, right? If you have kids who don't want to go to school, what do you normally do? It's like, why don't want to go to school? You don't want to have a better life? But you will find out in Ecclesiastes chapter 2 that Solomon says, education will not make you happy. It will leave you hanging if it's not done God's way. Amen. And so I want to suggest fully understand some basic things that God does not mind us having fun. He does not mind you and I having pleasure. He does not mind us achieving great things. He never tells us not to pursue education nor work hard. God is saying, if you are looking for meaning and fulfillment in life from these things, then you are making a big mistake. That is what Solomon is stating. He said it not because he just had it somewhere, but he tried all of this. And then when he came to the conclusion, he says, no, these things are not going to happen. Question is, why should you and I listen to Solomon? Because he's tried the stuff before. The very things we are waking up every morning to go get, he's done it, he's been there, he's done that, and he says, it ain't worth it. In fact, the way he puts it, it's very interesting. He says, all these things that you are chasing after is like the chasing of the wind. How many of you have ever caught up with the wind? He says, if you hear that the wind is blowing, go out and try to grab a little part of it. And you will notice that there's nothing in your palm. And Solomon is saying, pleasure, fun. Aren't we told to go for vacations because it will make you happy? He's not saying it's not a good thing, but he's saying that if you think that is what is the most important thing in the world, you missed it. It's like the chasing of the It is like the chasing of them. So Ecclesiastes. Now, let's read Solomon's story and see if you can relate to it. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I'll read from the New Century Version. He said, I said to myself, I will try having fun. So Solomon is speaking to himself. He's speaking to himself in his heart. And he says, some other versions will say, come now, I will test you with pleasure. He says, I will try having fun. I will enjoy myself. In other words, I will experience good life and see the good. But I found out. What did he find out? I found out that this also is what? It's useless. I like the King James word. He said it's vanity. It's empty of purpose. Verse 2. So before I read verse 2, please listen. He's saying that I want to pursue pleasure, fun. And please never see pleasure as a bad thing. God created our bodies. And when the bodies experience pleasure, it means God wanted you to have pleasure. The problem is legitimate pleasure and illicit pleasure. Are you getting it? And at the tail end of this message, I will show you what is legitimate and what is illicit. So Solomon is saying, yeah, I want to try this thing out and see how it's going to pan out, even though I know. Right? Now, if you look at verse 1, it's like a summary statement after he had actually done it. And then he's making a statement here. So now let's see how he began pursuing pleasure. Are you ready? Look at verse 2. I thought it is foolish to laugh. In other words, Solomon says, pleasure comes through laughter. Modern day terminology. The guy has a comedy show in his house. He has comedians coming. And today you find churches bringing comedians into church, claiming that it will make church members happy. It is a clear indication we have lost where God wants us to be. Now, is it okay to go for a comedy show? Yeah. But if you are looking at the laughter at the comedy show as a means by which you have meaning in life and feel satisfied, you got it backwards. No wonder there are many people who will go to comedy shows and right from there, they go to kill themselves because laughter is not what gives you meaning in life. Solomon says, I had the comedy show brought to me. Remember, he's a king. You see, when you are looking for things, sometimes you need the money for it. But this guy could afford it. He was so rich, he could bring the comedy show from an Apollo in New York into his home and said, come make me laugh. He says, I thought it is foolish. It is crazy. It is insane to laugh. And having fun or pleasure doesn't accomplish anything. So Solomon says, I tried laughter and I tried having fun. Verse 3, look at it. So now he sees that laughter and fun is not making him have meaning. So look at verse 3, what he does. He says, I decided. In other words, I explore with my heart to cheer myself up with wine. Wow, interesting. He says, laughter does not do it. So I tried having fun and it's not working. Then I make a decision that I have to stimulate my body and do it. He began with alcohol. Some of you just drink alcohol, run around, and every day make a decision. Alcohol is not in the Bible. Here's Solomon. He says, it doesn't bring meaning. Have you heard people say that just drink some and forget about your troubles? Only to realize after the thing gets off, their troubles are still there. So I think this one, you don't even need Solomon to tell you because you know by now. I decided to cheer myself up with wine and embrace folly while my mind was still thinking wisely. I wanted to see what was good for people to do on earth during their few days of life. So laughter is not working. Fun is not working. Alcohol is not working. Let's look at what this guy is not doing. He says, then I did great things. So he's tried pleasure, and pleasure is not cutting it. So now he begins to talk about his achievements. Pay attention to what he's saying. He says, I built houses. Some of you are hoping that one day when you buy this big house, you will be happy. Solomon says, I built houses. I planted vineyards for myself. I made gardens and parks. He didn't need to go to Niagara Falls to visit a garden. He had it right close by. He says, I planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made pools of water for myself. So you didn't have to go to the community pool. He had it right there. And then I used water also from the pool to water my growing trees. So that he has a forest where he could just walk through and feel serene. Are you guys with me? Because sometimes when we read sarcasm, because that is what Ecclesiastes is. It is speaking the truth, but speaking it from an angle that sounds like, oh, maybe this is what people think will work out. So I tried it. So he built houses, he planted vineyards, he had gardens and parks. Can you believe all the flowers in his garden and parks? And then he'd be walking through it and seeing the lilies and see, give me some of the flowers. Daisies. That tells you I don't know flowers. He has all of them. He said, I made pools. Look at verse 7. I bought male and female slaves. In those days, the slaves were the workers in your farm. So he's telling you that he has employees. I bought male and female slaves, and slaves were also born in my house. I had large herds and flocks, so he had a business. More than anyone in Jerusalem had ever had before. Wow. I also gathered silver and gold for myself. Treasures from kings and other areas. And I had male and female singers. The guy brought the entertainment band to his house. Are you guys following what Solomon is saying here? Verse 9. I became very famous. Some of you who are itching to be famous. I became very famous. Even greater than anyone who had lived in Jerusalem before me. He says, my wisdom helped me in all of this. Are you guys seeing what is happening? Solomon says, yeah, I tried pursuing happiness. The Declaration of Independence is telling every single one of us in this country, you have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Write this down. You will not find it on the screen. You cannot find life in life. You can only find life outside of life, and it's only in Christ Jesus. Verse 10. Let's all read that together. Come on. Ready? Take your time. Look in the screen. Ready? Go. Anything I saw and wanted, I got for myself. I did not miss any pleasure I desired. I was pleased with everything I did. And this pleasure was the reward for all my hard work. In other words, I deserved it. He worked hard. There are many things he's done. And he says, I deserve this stuff. Don't we sometimes say, I think I deserve this vacation, right? No, the word of God is saying, not that it's bad. It is how you get there and what you're doing with it thereafter. Solomon is saying, anything I wanted, if you can get 1,000 women, then it's true, anything you wanted. Anything I wanted, he says, I got it. Why? Because he could afford it. I know some of you are sitting here, there are things you want. You can't get it because you can't. Ladies, help me out here. When you are bored, what do? You shop. And sometimes, if you pay attention, you realize that at the core of it, it is because you are looking for happiness. Anything I saw and wanted, I got for myself. Notice that I did not miss any pleasure I desired. I was pleased with everything. So it's not that the stuff he got, he didn't like him. He did. He says, I like it. I was pleased with everything I did. And this pleasure was the reward for my hard work. I deserve it. Verse 11. We are going to read together. Are you ready? Ready, go. But then I looked at what I had done, and I thought about all the hard work. Suddenly, I realized it was useless, like chasing the wind. There is nothing to gain from anything we do. Solomon, are you saying building houses, having pools, bringing entertainment, having a business, making more money than anybody else, like you are the world's billionaire? He says, all those things are like the chasing of the wind. A young boy was asked, whilst going to high school, so now you are graduate. Now you have graduated from middle school and you are going to high school. He said, yeah. What would you do after high school? He says, I'll go to college. What would you do after college? I'll get a job. What would you do after you get a job? I will marry. What would you do after you marry? He said, we'll have children. He's hoping that he would do all these things. And then he was asked, but why are you doing these things? He said, because it will make me happy. Now, let's leave Solomon out. By now, all of you adults here, tell me, after high school, after work, after you got married, and after you have children, how happy are you? So what are we chasing? We are literally chasing the wind. It is like something you want so bad, but after you get it, now you don't feel happy. Have you ever had a new car before? Like you bought a new car. I'm not talking about a used new. I'm talking about new. Right? Where you have to tear the rubber and all that. New. There is a smell to the new car. No, I like just going through dealerships, and sometimes I will just give them ID and test drive cars. Because if I can buy one, I must as well drive one. But I won't let the car depress me. That is not happening. And you can smell the new car. But do you realize that you drive it, and after a while, when the smell is out, are you still happy? Then you realize the note. Every month when they take it out, you just get angrier and angrier. When is this thing going to be over? Solomon is saying, people, pay attention, because I had all these things and it was like the chasing of the wind. So when we wake up every morning, what are we chasing? The wind. I tried laughter, I tried fun, I have tried alcohol, I have tried building houses, gardens, pools to swim in and relax and water my forest. I had an entertainment band that played for me. I had workers, I had money, but I realized it was all the chasing of the wind, says Solomon. Now he moves to the next step. He goes after wisdom. Let's bring it today, education. And Solomon says, it is good to have some education. And the reason is very simple. He says, because the one who goes to school, the one who has some wisdom, has some education, has an advantage. That's what he says. If somebody has a degree, chances are, when they are employing people, they will employ them and not you. That's what Solomon is saying. We'll read those. And he said something else thereafter. Let's pick up from verse 12. Are you learning anything today? Stop chasing after things. Some of us, we want every kind of hairdo. It has existed before. It's not new. Don't be fooled by it by saying, this is the new hairdo in town. I am not making a case that if your hair is like mine, it means you are spiritual. No. Verse 12, are you there? Then I began to think again about being wise. So he's tried pleasure. He's tried achieving things. So he's done talking about achievements. Now he's talking about education. He says, I began again about being wise and also about being foolish. You're either wise or you're foolish or doing crazy. That's in between. After all, what more can anyone who come after the king do? He can't do more than what the king has already done. Solomon is making it clear, I'm the wisest guy there is. And it's God himself who says, I will give you wisdom so that those before you and those after you, nobody will come close. So this one, he's not being pompous. He's just stating the obvious. All right? Look at verse 13. I saw that being wise is certainly better than being foolish. Just as light is better than darkness. What is he saying? It's better to go to school and get some degree than not to go to school. Are you following his argument? Verse 14. But he says, those who have gone to school, wise people, see where they are going. But the fools walk around in dark. Yet I know that both wise and foolish people end up the same way. He's talking about death. He said, I thought to myself, what happens to a fool will happen to me. So what is the reward for being wise? I said to myself, being wise is also useless. No one will remember the wise or the fool for long. In the future, both will be forgotten. How will the wise person die? Just like the fool. What he is saying is that the one who has gone to school and has 6 degrees, and the one who has never stepped foot in a school, when they both die, what is the size of the casket they are put in? Same casket. You can have different design, but you're going down there. Some of the people will tell you, if it is a metal casket, it's cheaper. Why not mahogany? Why this? Whatever it is, you're dead. Have you seen anybody die? And because they had this big mansion, they put them in the mansion for the rest of their lives? Oh, no, no. The day you die, they don't even call you by your name. Somebody just said it. You are late. That's even nice. And Solomon is saying, the wise, the crazy, and the fool, all of them end up the same place. So he's saying, the education you are pursuing, don't let it make you feel so big. Some of us, we get married, and then we splash it in the faces of our spouses. Don't you know I have a... Don't you know I have a doctorate? And I'm a doctor. So what? You will end up the same place. Even if your casket is mahogany or yellow oak. I like the way the Muslims do it. They just wrap you in a cloth and put you down there. Why waste the money? If you see Muslims put you in a coffin, it's the same coffin everybody has been. Once you get to the cemetery, they pick you up. And they put you down there because you came from earth and it's the same place you will return, the scripture says. So Solomon has tried a lot of things. And now he's about to try the last thing. Guess what is the last thing he's going to try? Work hard. Work hard. So he's tried pleasure, having fun. He's tried achieving a lot of things. He's tried education. And now he's talking about you need to have a good work ethic. Don't just work. Work hard. Let's listen to his argument. Look at verse 18. I hated all the things I had worked for. That's how he starts. Here on earth, because I must leave them to someone who will live after me. Ain't that true? I wrote my will. and I made a decision who can take care of my kids if they are not of age. But what if the person decides that you are gone? I asked the lawyer, is there any way this person can be bound by how these things need to be done? He said, you have already appointed the person. It's at their discretion. There are some things you can state, but they will still choose to do it their way. And they have a way of arguing it. The only way you can enforce it is to come back from death and ask them why they are not following through. Let me read 18 again. I hated all the things I work for here on earth because I must leave them to someone who will live after me. Someone else will control everything for which I work so hard here on earth. And I don't know if he will be wise or foolish. He's saying, no, me, Solomon, I'm wise. But the person who will come after me, would he be wise? He said, this is very useless, people. So I became sad about all the hard work I had done here on earth. People can work hard using all their wisdom, knowledge, and skill. So he's talking about people who can do stuff and become successful. But they will die. And other people will get the things for which they worked. They did not do the work, but they will get everything. This is also unfair and useless. What do people get for all their work and struggles here on earth? All of their lives, their work is full of pain and sorrow and frustration and all kinds of things, you know. He says, and even at night, their minds don't rest. He's not saying don't leave anything behind. But he's saying that don't put so much of your confidence and let those things define you, because one day the person who didn't work for any of the things you have worked for. I'm just going to get this new truck in town. You don't know how many days you are left with. Only to leave it for someone to come and sit in that truck. But they didn't buy it. You struggle for it. And they are enjoying. Amazing. Are you guys following someone? So he says, laughter, fun, alcohol, building houses, gardens, pools, enjoyment, enjoying entertainment, owning a thriving business, having lots of money, pursuing education, working hard is like the chasing of the wind. So then Solomon gives an advice. Let's look at verse 24 to 26, and then we'll be done with the reading. He says, the best that people, I'm reading Ecclesiastes 2, verse 24. He says, the best that people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy their work. I saw that even this comes from God. Because there are people who have money and they've been sick so long that they can't even enjoy their money. Are you following, Brother Solo? Okay. He's not done. Verse 25 is so pivotal. Read it with me. He says, because no one can eat or enjoy life without God. Without him. He must be in the center of it. Verse 26, if people please God, God will give them wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But sinners will get only the work of gathering wealth that they will have to give to the ones who please God. So all their work is useless, like the chasing of the wind. It's good to have money, but it's not worth putting your confidence in the money and thinking that the money will make you happy.
Thank you for joining us on this spiritual encounter. Need more help? Text radio to 301-696-8555 or visit us on the web at covenantfamilychapel.org. You may also visit us at one of our in-person services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and discover the difference that the kingdom of God makes. Like up on social media, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Covenant One Family.